Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Get this. I was the original podcast. When the internet first came on the air, as far as sports was concerned, back in 1994, I was kicking ass and taking A. Straight up, who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, haha, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, was nationally ranked, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? I'm not the average fan. In fact, the average fan kicked out some money last night if you paid for that pay-per-view card. I thought it was worth it to an extent, $59. $59, pretty good buy. But the bottom line is the night before the female card, it sort of was very underwhelming. I'll just put it to you like that. Of course, I'm getting a lot of heat from the women on the Facebook pages for knocking the card. Well, guess what? There was 72 rounds of boxing. And in 72 rounds of boxing, there was one knockdown. There were no knockouts. There were a couple of TKOs. I think there were 12 fights in all, and 10 went the distance. Listen, our bottom line is there's two-minute rounds, and these women aren't fighting enough in two-minute rounds. It sort of looks like a bunch of pillow fights. And the reason why I say that is it's no knock on the women. It's the fact that they're being forced to fight with pillows on their hands. In other words, check this out. If you got a 122-pound woman and 122-pound men, chances are the guy 120-pound man is going to be stronger, have more muscle mass, a whole nine yards, be able to put more leverage and power on his punches. I mean, that's a given. There are some freaks, female freaks, and exceptions to the rule. But for the bottom line is that is the rule. Okay, so why do you put women in the same category as men when it comes to boxing gloves? In other words, if women are smaller, have smaller muscles, and are basically less strong, I'm trying to do this politically right, less strong, have less upper body strength than a man, why would you put heavy gloves on them? Bottom line is, all those fights that went to the distance on Friday night sort of ruined the event. It was a great production, and then the main event, we'll talk about that after the break, but bottom line is, we'll talk about, of course, last night, the chosen one. Edgar Berlanga, yeah, he was chosen. He got drilled. The Sheik Turkey Jerky's fighter beat him. I kid you not. Hamaz Shiraz, bottom line is, we'll talk about that and more. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tommy D will join us. We'll spend some time with Muhammad Ali. And I might go back in time and spend some time with a surprise guest. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I think that the Affordable Care Act, you know, as long as it wasn't a name, the Obamacare, it would pass. They made the test already. But the fact of the matter is, at the essence of it all, is people need health care.
The wire-haired wonder, the king of Republicans himself, Mr. Don King, of course, telling it like it is, every American deserves and needs health care. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Friday night, from the Garden, Madison Square Garden, was Katie Taylor. Good fighter, no doubt about that. Of course, the Irish Olympian. She's been a world champion in a couple of different weight classes. Of course, Amanda Serrano, the Puerto Rican sensation. You know, she sort of lacked luster a bit in the last few fights. Of course, I thought maybe she won those two fights with Katie Taylor, the first two fights, but it was close. It could have went either way. But the bottom line is Katie Taylor got the call again Friday night. And when I look at Katie Taylor's scores here, of course, it was 95-95 and then 97-93 twice. But let's talk about the fact that they made upwards of $11 to $12 million guaranteed each. Get this. Now, so let me tell you about the total punches thrown and landed. In the first round, Katie Taylor landed 1 of 17. In the first round, Amanda Serrano landed 2 of 28. In the second round, Katie Taylor landed 4 of 22. In the second round, Amanda Serrano landed 5 of 36. I mean, it didn't get any better. In the eighth round, Katie Taylor landed 3 of 15. In the eighth round, Amanda Serrano landed 7 of 37. In the 10th round, the 10th and final round, only two-minute rounds, giving these chicks a break, all right? Two-minute rounds. Let me tell you, if I was fighting two-minute, I'd still be fighting if there were two-minute rounds. Two-minute rounds, you would not believe the difference between a two-minute round and a three-minute round. I found out in my first three-minute round when I gassed out. I gassed out in my first two-minute round fight as well. Bottom line is you got to experience. But in the 10th round, Katie Taylor landed 14 of 32 punches, and Amanda Serrano landed 12 of 53 punches. Bottom line is, you know, there's $15 million, like close to $15 million on the line for each girl. They're guaranteed this money, and they fought very passively. I mean, that's the best way I could put it. They fought very passively, and I'm being kind because I got all kinds of heat from different females. Claire Burke, one of my favorite fans, there's no doubt about that. I've been a fan of her for a long time, but the bottom line is she said I was politically incorrect in saying that the women just, I mean, they were underwhelming. I mean, if I was there, the production was cool. As far as the TV was concerned, it was like a UFC type of production. It was pretty cool because UFC does that pretty good, but the bottom line is, you know, it was all glitz and no real, I don't know, put this, there was no meat there, all grizzle and no meat, because the bottom line is these fights went the distance, they went the distance, it was one round after another, round after another, round after another, it all looked the same, and then we have this main event, and these guys are, they're throwing, you know, 14 punches, imagine that, an opening round where one person lands one of 17 punches and the other person lands is two of 28 punches, and they're fighting for, they are guaranteed $11 million each. They're fighting on a national stage, the Madison Square Garden, the biggest arena in all of boxing as far as the USA is concerned, and they're worldwide on television via free on Netflix. So the bottom line is they had a worldwide audience and they sucked miserably. It was horrible. I mean, it was. And there were, I mean, the Bumgarner fight, she was like an 18-1 favorite. At least to Bumgarner, she was an 18-1 favorite. Maybe Tommy D's got a favorite fighter on the card. But the bottom line is, outside of that favorite fighter, I wasn't all that impressed with the women at all. So there it is. Let me say it just like it is. I wasn't impressed with them. At the end of the night, I got to give her props, Katie Taylor, because she moves on. For some reason, she's got the judges. She gets the judges' eyes. I don't know. I thought they both didn't deserve to win the fight. I mean, you can't. I mean, $11 or $12 million, and you can't be throwing, one punch in the. I mean, the opening round. I mean, think about that. This is not. I mean, people talk about feeling out round, right? Feeling out. You throw some punches to try to get some distance. Try to get your gauge your distance. In other words, you do a double the jab. Double up on the jab so you can get close. You want to be close to somebody to be able to hit them. One for 17 and 2 for 28, the opening round, for an $11 million guaranteed purse for each girl? You got to be kidding me. I mean, they fought like they were handcuffed. Mentally, physically, I have no idea what it was. But the bottom line is, it was a horrible fight. People try to say, oh, I'm putting down women. I'm not putting down women. Let me tell you, I did the first women's pay-per-view card for promoter Rick Kulas. I think it was back around 1999, 2000, something like that. And we were down in some casino in Lula, Mississippi. I kid you not. But that's when that mouse. Remember I told you the story about the mouse? When I went into the bathroom at 3 o'clock in the morning, a mouse scared me and I jumped up on the toilet. Yeah, bottom line is, what a coward. I mean, it was a mouse, you guys. This is a former four-time Golden Gloves champion, San Francisco policeman the whole night. You know, I've had people shoot at me. I've shot back at them. Bottom line is, this mouse had me standing on top of the toilet. I kid you not. But anyway, Lula, Mississippi, Rick Kulas did the card. It was a pretty good event. I think it was the first ever all-female card. Of course, later they would say that Layla Ali and Jacqueline Fraser Hyde were like the first women's pay-per-view card. That's not the story. I mean, that may have been the first big one, but we did one back, I think, in 1990 or something like that. Anyway, bottom line is, it was in Lula, Mississippi. So I'm very pro women's boxing. I mean, I just am. I mean, Christy Martin, Lucia Riker, they can fight a little bit. And guess what? You know, when they couldn't fight at that point in time, they sort of stepped away. I mean, you didn't see Christy Martin in too many fights that sucked. I mean, bottom line is, Christy Martin usually had exciting fights for the most part. A lot of times she was very superior to the people she was fighting. Lucia Riker, of course, the only fight I think she ever lost was to a man. That's how bad she was. Of course, they were supposed to hook it up in the Battle of the Women, the best women ever, Lucia Riker and Christy Martin. And the fact they got $500,000 each as far as like some promoter. And he gave me $5,000 too. So I remember getting the $5,000 and they got $500,000. So we all got paid and the fight never happened. But the bottom line is, you know, people say to me, don't put down women's boxing. I'm not putting down women's boxing. I'm not. I'm just trying to say is, You gotta bring something to the dance. I mean, one knockdown in 72 rounds, 70, that's 144 minutes or so, better than that. You know, I mean, come on, the 2-minute rounds, but that's all. And as far as the 2-minute rounds are concerned, why is anybody lagging at all? I mean, it's a 2-minute round. It's 50% less than a 3-minute round. That's what people don't understand. So you've got all kinds of time to do your thing. I mean, you can do it, and then you go back to your corner, and you sit down, and you get your spit together, you know, you get your breathing together in the 1 minute or the 45 seconds, whatever it is, and you come back and you do it again. It's a 2-minute round. It's a lot. It's 50% less than a 3-minute round. And people don't get that. And guess what? The women didn't take advantage of that the other night. And I thought, for the most part, the card lacked excitement, okay? Now let's talk about last night. Whoa. Who is this guy? Hamza Shiraz. You know, we laughed about him, unheralded, call him what you want. He's a Brit, and I think he's an Arab by descent. But the bottom line, he's now 22-0-1 with 18 whacks. He knocks out the chosen one. Yeah, he was chosen to get lit up by the Arab guy. I'm talking about Edgar Berlanga. Berlanga comes in now, is now 23-5, 18 kills. He got knocked down twice in the fourth round, got knocked down again in the fifth round, and it was sort of over. But the bottom line is, you know, it was a bit of an upset. And I do want to give this guy some props, because he is the most awkward-looking fighter I've ever seen, I mean, a long, long time. And you could tell Andy Lee trained him, because he fights like Like, it's got a weird stamp. Somehow it works, but the bottom line is I don't know how successful that would be in the long run. Good luck to them, but the bottom line is last night it was definitely the upset of the night. Everybody dug that. Of course, they left the Queens Arena on that knockout. That was just – it was a good – decent night of boxing last night. It just was. Sabrio Matias, I thought that maybe he didn't deserve to win the WBC 140-pound crown over Alberto Poyo. Poyo's now 24-1 with 10 KOs. Poyo's problem is he doesn't punch out that hard. Scores are 114-114. That's six rounds of six even. And the other two judges added 115-113 are 7-5 for Sabrio Matias, now 23-2 with 22 KOs. It seems like all the judges are just going for the house fighters. Why do I say that? Because David Murrow, remember him? Last time I saw him, he got beat by David Benavidez. Of course, I think that was in February of this year down at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada, when I was sitting there, of course, in that VIP box with my attorney, Mark Risman. Thank you, Mark. But the bottom line is, David Murrow got a split decision over a guy named Imam Katatev. I thought Katatev kicked the snot. No, let me say the spit. Spit with an H. I mean, I thought he beat David Morrell's butt. I mean, and I want to use another word, but, you know, they sort of censor me around here. But the bottom line is, I thought he beat his butt. I couldn't. I had it 96-94. I mean, not that it was a rout or anything, but it was definitely a two-point win for the man from Russia. There's just no doubt about it. He came in undefeated, and I thought he was, I got to give him all kinds of props, man, because he fought admirably. He kept going to the body. He kept going to the body. I mean, he was over and over, and he kept doing the same thing over and again. And guess what? And he was successful at it. And he busted, I thought he was busting Morrell up to the body. Bottom line is, Morrell didn't take it all that well. I mean, Morrell, I thought, lost the first four or five rounds without a doubt. And then to call it, like, you know, a split decision win for Morrell at the end of the night, I thought was a bit of a stinker. One judge had it 95-94 for Khabarov, Katatev. Of course, originally it was ruled a draw on his card. Somehow they came back with a 95-94. Oh, no, I guess he was embarrassed. But the bottom line is one judge had it 96-93. Other judge had it 95-94. But the bottom line is David Morrell, he was down in round five. I didn't think he deserved to win. It was a bit of a house decision. Listen, all the house fighters are getting a break. There's just no doubt about it. The house fighters on TV are getting a break. The guys that they're supposed to vote for, I mean, judges are voting for. It ain't like in the old days. I mean, they aren't winking anymore. I mean, in the old days, they would wink at you. You know what I mean? Tap me on the shoulders. There's none of that anymore. The judges know what to do. They just know what to do. There's just no doubt about it. They are following the plan. The promoter says, listen, this is the guy we want you to vote for. And guess what? They vote for him. Coincidence? F no. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674.
That's 800-430-0674.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, Pedro, how you doing? And good evening to everybody out there listening to the show.
I start things off with a bit of a negative. I'm talking about the passing of Genaro Hernandez. Of course, that was from cancer. But the bottom line is Diane Corsi is a good family friend. She passed away this morning. Of course, she had been an old folks home. I had talked to our convalescent hospital. I talked time and time and time about her on the air. Of course, she hadn't eaten since February of last year. They had her on a tube basically for 17 months. And you get to see the life being drained out of her. And the bottom line is she passed away this morning. I've known her since I was like 5 years old or before that. Straight up, one of the first memories in life was Diane and her lovely mother when they used to come over to the house and bring donuts to my grandmother. But that was back in the day. Straight up, let's go from back then to today and bring in, of course, the Sunday shot caller, Mr. Sir Thomas Dillamuth. How are you today, sir?
What's going on, Pedro? How's everything?
I figure you're a little burnt out on travel now. You keep getting those Uber miles going or what?
I'm pretty burnt out. Two events, two fights. Pretty entertained.
Here's a question.
No matter what you say about the other night.
All right, time out. How do you get an Uber after a big fight like that? How do you do it?
Well, last night I didn't take an Uber. I was with some friends, and so they drove back to the Bronx. So I was good.
I tried to do it one time from the T-Mobile Arena, right? And the guy says, I'm here. And I'm going, MF, where? Okay, and I'm looking around for him, and it was just like nuts, man. So I ended up walking back to the hotel.
It's not bad, it's not that bad. But I was late after the women's fight. I did take an Uber after that, in New York. So, but it's not easy. There's cabs all over the place in New York City.
All right, let's talk about Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor. Of course, it didn't deliver. Did it deliver to you? You were live.
No, it didn't. I mean, the atmosphere was good. The crowd was great. The show was great as far as, like you said earlier with the TV production and stuff, but the fight was very underwhelming, and I kind of predicted that was going to be the case.
Why?
I don't know. Why? I just think a couple things. So I don't know if I mentioned this, but I just think Amanda Serrano, I think
burned
those
out.
First two fights took a lot from her, yeah. And, her speech just seems a little bit different. Her body language just seems a little bit different. I just think that this was a kind of a money grab. It's unfortunate because the first two fights I thought she won. I thought she got robbed, especially the first fight. They came with a different game plan. And the game plan was basically to not get hit and not take any more damage, because that's not the way Amanda fights. How are you going to tell a person that's fought over, 51 fights to now change his style and start boxing to what, Katie Taylor is known to be, the boxer? Amanda is more of a slugger and pressure fighter. And, that went totally the opposite of what Amanda does. So,
I got to ask you this, okay? As far as jabs are concerned, Katie Taylor went 0-12 in round number one, 1-12 in round number two, 1-8 in three, 2-8 in number four, 2-8 and 2-10 in round number five. And round number six, she went 0-8 throwing jabs. How did she win that? I mean, did either girl deserve to win this fight?
I don't think either girl deserved to win the fight. I think the draw would have been fair, but I thought Katie had the better punches. I thought she was more effective on her punches than Amanda was, which is surprising because the first two fights was a different story, and I thought Katie outboxed her and countered her well. She let Amanda come forward, and I thought she had some great moments countering. A draw is fine, but I thought Katie won the fight.
Amanda never landed a meaningful blow, did she?
Absolutely not. Not one meaningful blow. They like twice they may have had a little flurry. But there was nothing on any of those punches by both ladies.
It's pretty messed up when the highlights a headbutt.
Yeah.
I mean, they showed that one headbutt. That was the only replay that was worth showing on that whole fight.
Yeah. So, I mean, very unfortunate, very kind of underwhelming.
Oh, okay, so here's what's up. So Claire Burke and all the feminazis, maybe she's not a feminazi, but there's the feminine women, the group, the chicks are upset at me because I said the card was, listen, I mean, one knockdown in 72 rounds, I mean, I'm not trying to say the men are, that's hard for me to watch.
You're discrediting some of these fights because, all right, there was 8 fights in the card.
Okay.
Now, mind you, they built this fight up for the 2 main events, but this was an all-ladies card, all-female card. There were other female fighters on this card that I thought looked phenomenal.
All right, talk to me. Who's the one that you thought was a stud that really stood out?
I really enjoyed Ellie Scottney. I really like her.
You
said that. She doesn't fit what you like because she don't have no pop. She's not knocking a guy. She's now 11-0 with no knockouts. But I thought she looked phenomenal. I mean,
but she damn near pitched a shutout there. And the other girl had a 24. The other girl could fight. Yumitha Mercado could fight. She came in at 24-2, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And she pitched a shutout, and she looked good doing it. It wasn't like a boring, 10-round fight.
I was teammate. Me and Pernell Whitaker were cool. I mean, I'm not against somebody boxing. In other words, if you want to do it well. You hear what I'm saying? Don't tell me that I'm going to see some exciting, super exciting fights and then come with the unexciting. In other words, how can I put this? The card in general didn't raise the meter too much.
No, but it gave a spotlight to the undercard, to the other women. And that's why I'm saying like a woman like Ellie Scottney. Look, Savannah Marshall and Shadeza Green, that was the best fight of the night. That was a back-and-forth fight. Some had Savannah winning, some had Shadeza Green winning.
Yes, split decision.
They both hurt each other with big. They buckled their knees. Each of them, like that, was a really great fight.
That probably stood out on the card. That probably stood out.
Yeah, that was a fight. That was a fight of the night. Ellie Scottney, I thought, looked good. Chantel Cameron, I thought she looked good, and Jessica Camara, I thought that was a good fight. The other fight, the undercard was good. Then you had the opening bout, which was on YouTube. Tamara Thibault, they fought at 3-minute rounds. She stopped the girl. She stopped Mary Casamara. They were both undefeated. She's good. She's from Canada. I mean, I think, yes, they built this fight up. Amanda Serrano, Katie Taylor 3. But I think people may have missed the point, the exposure that these women got. And the undercard, I thought they performed, and they got some good exposure out of it.
Well, having done the first ever ladies pay-per-view card on television in history, I don't think that I'm trying to discredit women's boxing. I just think that they need to change things. I mean, the bottom line is, listen, if something's not working really good, in other words, maybe you need to fine-tune it. I think fine-tune, if you looked at, let me take you back to the Shakur Stevenson fight last night with William Spade. Of course, he pitched a near shutout on one card. I think it was 11-1 and 10-2 on the other two cards. But the bottom line is, did you see how sleek his gloves were? You see how his gloves fit his arm, fit his hand?
Yeah.
You see how sleek they were? Do you see the other guy's gloves? The other guy's gloves look like Mexican pillows. It's like the other guy cheaped out on the gloves. What was he thinking? He's supposed to be come on, man. What are people thinking when they go into these fights?
I don't know.
Somebody sponsors them, said, hey, will you wear Bailey Peck's boxing gloves? And Bailey Peck gives you a check. You know what I'm saying? And you wear his boxing gloves. The bottom line is, you're getting the money, but you're not getting. I mean, these guys should have all been wearing knockout gloves last night. And the women should all been wearing Reyes. What I'm trying to say is they should get a glove that's designed for women. Shakur's gloves were designed for his hand, and I think it made him a little bit better than he had a good performance last night.
Yeah, I thought Shakur was excellent. But I see what you're saying. I would love to interview a few female fighters. I did link up with a few. I'm going to try to get them on and ask them that. Ask them about – I think that's a very good question about the glove size. Like, do you think that, women should be, using maybe 5-ounce gloves or something like that? Would that help the sport better,
Here's what's
I mean, up. I think that
– Tommy D, the most exciting part of women of MMA a lot of times for people is watching chicks punch other chicks. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and when they punch them with 4-ounce gloves, it's usually lights out.
Yeah. No, I agree. That's why, I mean, they should do that. And you know, these women are very talented. And you know, yeah, I would like to see, you know, maybe more knockouts. But these girls are getting banged and hurt in the ring. I mean, listen, that fight with Chantel Cameron and Jessica Camara, I mean, yeah, they both came out bruised. Yeah, black eyes.
Here's what's up. But what I'm trying to say is that we could cut to the chase. In other words, some of these fights, it would be easier on the fighters, I believe. They wouldn't be having to go the distance as much. You know what I'm trying to say? These fights would end a little bit more because, you know, you rattle somebody and you rock them and this and that, and then you go in for the finish. I mean, that's what boxing is all about. And I think that they are handicapping the women. Is that the best way I can put it? They're handicapping them.
I think that's well put and well said. I think you're right. I think they are kind of handicapping the women as well. I mean, there's no perfect, you know, way of doing it. I mean, there's ways to fix it. Hopefully, maybe they will change it. I mean, there is your way, but maybe they change it. I mean, this is a big thing. Women fighting, women boxing, you know. Women boxing is now getting more and more exposure, so maybe, you know, people will talk about it more. And
all right, time out. Exposure and women's boxing. Nude boxing, would it work? Man.
Huh?
Would nude boxing work?
I don't want to talk.
They had that on pay-per-view. Like I remember back in the days, like when they had the 900 lines, that kind of stuff. They had that like on pay-per-view, like nude boxing. All they had on was a cup. Yeah, I'm serious. It came from, I forget where it was. I think it was from our homeland. I kid you not. It was really weird. Anyway, straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, on the line from the Bronx is the Sunday Shot Caller himself, Sir Thomas Dillenmuth. We'll spend some time with him after the break. Open phone lines around the planet. Of course, David Benavidez, 30 and zip. As I said, one of the best fighters pound for pound in the world, if not the best in the world right now, will defend the WBC light heavyweight title. What happened to Canelo against two-time challenger Anthony Yardy? Yardy's going to get lit up 27-3, 24 KOs. This is going to go down November 22nd, the day they killed Kennedy. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The impeccable one's in charge. Take it away, Bailey Peck.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. for an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. It's just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Thank you, Pedro. You going to run tomorrow?
I'll be running. You going to run tomorrow morning?
Yeah, 5:30.
Sunday. I'm leaving tomorrow at 10. I'll run with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, babe. Right.
Okay. I can still run. Ray Leonard and I running back in the day, getting ready for the Tommy Hearns rematch. Of course, that was 1989. I thought I was cool. I was running neck and neck with him. I thought I was going to kick Ray's ass running, right? And then they hit a horn. It was a 2.5 mile run. And the 2 mile mark, they hit a horn. I heard his horn go beep beep. And then Ray took off and it was like a deer. And I said to myself, "Oh, I keep up with him, right?" And I was running. I couldn't believe it. I've never seen a guy take off like that. I mean, he disappeared over a hill and went down. I kid you not. Straight up, Ray Leonard, I thought the greatest athlete I've ever seen. And without a doubt, I think the greatest athlete and the greatest welterweight in boxing history. And people say to me, "How can you say that? Ray Robinson was a welterweight." Let me tell you, Ray Robinson was novel for his time, this and that. But, you know, today, I'm not saying he wouldn't be a great fighter still, but I'm just trying to say he wouldn't be a boxing god like I think he has been. He's been overrated. Of course, I spent some time with him back in 1984, and he told me, quote, "Ray Leonard, Sugar Ray, is a faster, younger, harder-hitting version of myself." So what he's trying to say is that Ray Leonard was better than him. Of course, he admitted it, the great one. I'm talking about the man that was born Walker Smith Jr., the great Ray Robinson. Straight up, let's go from the great Ray Robinson to the great Sir Thomas Dillamuth, of course, a man that has limoed all over New York City of late, of course. Anyway, Shakur Stevenson is a beta. The scores were pretty one-sided. Shakur, that was pretty easy. And I got to say this, has Zepeda ever seen the sun? He's the palest Mexican I've ever seen in my life. Let me tell you, I've got a Caucasian producer that's got more skin tint than him.
He's paler than Canelo, because Canelo's pretty pale too. You know, so I mean, Canelo looks like an Irishman with that red hair.
Yeah.
You know, but Zepeda's pretty pale.
Are you trying to tell me that some Irishman snuck in along the line of Canelo's bloodline there, maybe?
You never know. Look at me. You see how pale I am. I'm very pale. You know?
Yeah. German and Puerto Rican. What do we call that? If I'm a Norwegian, what are you, a Jurican?
A Germrican.
Germrican, okay. William Zepeda failed miserably. He came in at 33-0, of course, lost going away 118-110. 118-110, that's 10-2 in rounds, and 119-109, that's 11-1 in rounds. Did we learn anything from that?
You know, we learned there's levels in boxing, I guess. You know, there's different levels, you know, and Shakur's at a different level than Zepeda is. He's at a higher level. You know, Zepeda tried. Zepeda, you know, had moments. But, you know, Shakur made the fight look a little bit more entertaining. He wanted to prove a point, I believe, you know, by not moving a lot. You know, it almost cost him, I think, in the third, fourth round. He got caught. And you know, he got hurt in the third or fourth round, but that was pretty much the only really significant round that Zepeda had.
And it didn't look like the punch was much, did it?
It didn't look like it. It looked like a strong, like, left jab or something like that. A straight left, because he's southpaw. Yeah. But it looked a little weird, but it definitely hurt him, and it definitely buzzed him. And Shakur smiled after that. You know, when you're smiling back, that pretty much admitting that you got hurt buzzed a little bit. So.
You know, anytime I got hurt, I was worried about how I'm gonna continue. I wasn't worried about smiling or profiling and that kind of stuff. I just had to convince the referee that I could continue or tell the referee that I've had enough. Bottom line is the co-feature, Alberto Pollo lost a majority decision, Sabriel Matias. Matias coming in now at 23-2 now. I don't know. The scores are like, it was a majority decision, 114-114, Frank Lombardi. Ron McNair had a 115-113, as did Tony Palalito had a 115-113, 7-5 in rounds. I think Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD, sort of ragged about that decision. How did it look live to you?
So I will tell you this, you know, you do know I do root for the Puerto Rican fighters, but I have to always keep it honest as far as who I think is going to win and who won the fight. I thought Puelo won 8 rounds in that fight. I thought Puelo won that fight. And looking close, it was entertaining. I could see how it could be hard to score, so I'm not going to kill the judges, and sometimes the judges they're gonna judge according to what they like and their preference. You know, Matias was the aggressor. Matias was moving forward. It looked like he made the fight, but I thought Puelo was just more effective on his punches. I thought, you know, he looked better later in the fight. Matias got away from the body a little bit because I thought he hurt Puelo early to the body. But I thought Puelo won. I thought Puelo outboxed him. I just wish Puelo would have straightened his punches out a little bit more. You know, he would have been even more effective because he hurt Matias a few times in that fight. So Matias, you know, really made no adjustments. No adjustments at all. He looked to fight a little bit dirty at times. I thought he looked a little frustrated. Even when the fight was ended, he didn't look as confident as the winner, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think he looked at like a defeated fighter, in my opinion, a little bit. So I thought Puelo clearly won. I walked away after the fight and, you know, went online to get something real quick to listen to the scorecards. And when they said end the new, I was shocked.
Okay.
So,
all right, what about the David Morrell fight? David Morrell, this Russian guy, to me, I was really entertained by him because he had BALLS plus, and he just kept coming forward, and he threw so many good body shots. When's the last time you've seen a guy throw that many body shots to land? I'm talking about Iman Chadev. Of course, now he's like 10-1. Of course, they gave Morrell a split decision. Morrell got the scores 95-94. 95-94, 96-93, and then one judge had it 95-94 for the Russian. I thought the Russian won. I sort of felt bad for him.
I thought so too. I thought that was a really entertaining fight. That was a good fight.
Best fight of the night.
That was pretty much the best fight of the night. I thought it shouldn't have been the fight it was. I thought Morrell played too much. I thought Morrell had opportunities and he blew it. He was playing too much in the ring. He wasn't listening to his corner. He was doing too much and not being too effective. I thought he got dropped. I had the score even 5-5, but the knockdown was the difference. 95-94 for the Russian. But I didn't understand. I think one judge had it 95-94 for Morrell. That didn't make no sense. I don't know how could that be possible in a score.
One judge had it 95-94, one judge had it 96-93, and then Tony Lundy had it the other way, 95-94 for Katev. Listen,
yeah, but how could it be possible that Morrell won 95-94 unless they scored one round even?
Well,
like, I'm trying to do the math.
But listen, unless you've got the card in front of you, the actual scorecards, we really don't know. Bottom line is, I saw your boy Chim Cheatham was involved last night. Of course, Chim Cheatham was in the he didn't get a chance to score this fight because Edgar Berlanga got lit up like the White House Christmas tree. Upset of the night, I thought Hamza Shiraz. You and I were making fun of him. We said he was Sheik Turkey Jerky's fighter. 21-0-1 now. I mean, man, now take that back. 22-0-1, 18 KOs. Knocked out Edgar Berlanga, the Puerto Rican pride. Yeah, right. Anyway, 23-5 now, 18 KOs. Two times in the fourth round, the Puerto Rican was horizontal, and then he finished him in the fifth round. I thought I was surprised. And what about that style he has? Who taught him that? Andy Lee?
I don't know. I guess so. He just started working with him, I believe. So this is his first fight at 168. I think it's his first fight with Lee. So I don't know. All I know is that a good friend of mine texted me last night and said, "Is this really a big upset?" And I'm going to answer my good friend now because I know he's listening. As a matter of fact, that good friend may be you.
It was.
And I don't think it was. I don't think it was a big upset. I mean, Berlanga hasn't really done anything. He talked a good game. He was the favorite by, I guess, the people in the stands in the city of New York. It was fighting in his hometown, but I don't know where Berlanga goes from here. I think this is a humbling experience. I think this is it's a very bad look on his part.
Stick
I think
a
his
fork
body
in
language
his
is
ass.
Really bad. Yeah, but you know, coming into the ring, his body language wasn't all that either. I don't know what's up.
I always went into the ring feeling I was a bad dude. You know what I'm trying to say? I mean, people knew it. When I walked to the ring, he's coming to fight. You know where I'm coming from? I mean, you just know. Yep. I had my game face on, man. There was no game face there. He was sort of like, he looked confused.
Yeah, he did. He did. The walk-in, you know, you had Fat Joe and you had the whole big,
Speaking of Fat Joe, ain't he got a $25 million lawsuit against him with some gang raping girls and that kind of good stuff? Ain't he just like the next P. Diddy?
So I heard something like that. I don't know all the details.
I was surprised that Fat Joe made a public appearance, but go on.
Yeah, but, you know, they had this big extravaganza entrance for him, and he didn't even seem, you know, he seemed out of it. He brings his son to the ring, and, I mean, it's just bad. He got under the apron. He didn't look all that, you know, confident, in my opinion.
He didn't look like he was there to fight.
No, and that's the thing. There are fighters that want to fight, that take this seriously, and there are fighters that want to get all the fame and fortune and not work hard for it.
Okay, I got a question. I got a question for you. The Puerto Ricans still supported him after he dogged, howled against when he dogged it against Canelo. Okay, they still supported him. The Mexicans still support Canelo even though he dogged it and ran in the biggest duck job in the history of boxing when he ran away from David Benavidez. Yet these two countries, I mean, has pride gone too far? In other words, are they blind?
I think pride has gone too far. That's pretty well put. I think his pride has gone too far, and just brings a lot of ignorance to the sport and to any sport and to anything that, you know, people want to go and follow and root for without knowing what's really happening. Okay. You know, Berlanga, I mean, the Puerto Rican fans, they supported Berlanga, but the Puerto Rican fans, you know, that I was talking to last night before the fight, they were like, let's see what he does, you know?
What about the Mexicans? They didn't boo Chavez. Chavez didn't throw a punch didn't land a punch in the second round last week in that fight against Jake Paul, and yet they didn't boo him. It was an all-Mexican crowd. They didn't say a word.
Yeah. Hey, there was a bunch of Mexicans last night that was rooting for Zepeda. So, I mean, and they're still going to root for Zepeda. You know, that's just what it is. It's pride.
I get the rooting for it. But when a guy spits on you, when I say spit on the show, I mean spit with an H. But when a guy spits on you as a fan, in other words, the fighter spits on you and disrespects you, I think that Berlanga he had a chance there. Lose, die, win, whatever it went against, whatever he did against Canelo, if he went out there and gave it his all, in other words, he'd have been known for that. But he isn't known for that. He's known for running like a dog and barking.
And then the fact that he celebrated that as him doing something, you know, I don't understand how people could really follow him and really be behind him because he really did nothing. And that's what he did. He celebrated a loss. He celebrated a loss that he didn't really do much. You know, and that's just a bad, bad look. You know, and I don't know how people can support that.
Hey, Zerto Ramirez is holds a couple of belts at cruiserweight, and that Tile, whatever his name is, the Jio, what's how you say it? The other cruiserweight champion from the Jio Olympia. So anyway.
Opatai.
Yeah, I think he Zerto's just a fat light heavyweight.
Yeah, and I think if they fought, I think Jai Opataya will crush him. I think he stops him.
Okay. Who deserves Fighter of the Night last night? It has to go to Shiraz?
Yeah, you have to. I mean, you know, coming to another country to, you know, in the guy's hometown and just totally just, you know, dominate and beat a guy the way he beat, he definitely gets Fighter of the Night.
Yeah, but let's just talk just for a second. He got a gift the last time out, didn't he?
Oh, he got more than a gift. He was awarded. The only thing he didn't get was the title, which would have been a better gift. But he got to keep his O because they gave it a draw. But that was the only thing. He didn't become world champion. That would have been even more travesty. But.
Is Carlos? Well, I'll leave you with this question: is Carlos Adamas the Rodney Dangerfield of boxing? No respect.
I think so. Yeah, and I think it just comes with. Kind of the territory is, you know, Dominican fighters, I don't think the Dominican fighters get the respect that they deserve, but there's a lot of good Dominican fighters that have been moving up in the ranks and done better of late. So I think that's where it comes from. But I think Adam has definitely proved people wrong in that last fight. I mean, even in a draw and a fight that he should have won. So, but I think that, in my opinion, I think that's what it is.
Let's roll to a break. Tommy D, have a great week. Say hello to the wife, hug her, and we'll talk soon.
You got it, Pedro. Thank you for everything.
The great Sir Thomas McDillamuth, the Sunday Shot Caller. Of course, you can catch him Friday nights on YouTube. That's YouTube. YouTube. Catch him on Friday nights on YouTube. Straight up. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tommy D, that's one for you.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Why do I always have to clear my throat when we go start the segment? I mean, during the commercial break, my throat doesn't say, hey, clear your throat. Bottom line, as soon as we go back on the air, your throat says, clear your throat. Bottom line is you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Speaking of MMA, last night, of course, in front of, wow, what do you have, 13,000 people, 17,000 people. Dana White packed 17,000 people into Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, Tennessee last night for a $2,189,000 gate. Wow, bottom line, it was on ESPN. Of course, the heavyweight main event, Derek Lewis, the veteran, guy that's been licked a whole bunch of times, but the bottom line is he came out and knocked out Taliesin Teixeira. Teixeira came in at 8-0 with 7 knockouts. He could punch, but guess he couldn't take one. Bottom line is that lasted 35 seconds. That was the main event, 5-round heavyweight main event. Didn't last that long. 35 seconds in total. Gabriel Bornham beat Stephen Thompson. Stephen Thompson, one point type, could really fight in the UFC. Of course, that was at welterweight. Scores were 29-28, 29-28, and 29-28 split. Of course, some of the other fighters on the card, not really worthy of mention, of course. And the UFC rock and roll, rocks and rolls next week with Max Holloway. If ever is a guy that's how can I put this? If he hasn't have CT already, I don't know who does. I'm talking about he's been a former champion, 145 pounds now. He is a 155-pound champion of the UFC. Of course, that was a bit of a surprise. But he's going to take on his old nemesis, Dustin Poirier. Bottom line is, both these guys should be hanging it up. And of course, but Max Holloway, you really want to watch Max Holloway in 3 or 4 years now, because he already looks like a screwball to me as far as like from getting hit. I mean, I'm not trying to say that to knock him. That's just the way I look at him. you know, neurologically. I'm not a neurologist, but the bottom line is I've got common sense. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned for hour number two coming up after the break here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, like 1,000 other internet platforms, including CRN. But the bottom line is this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming back in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming up after the news right here on Sports Byline. Of course, coming to you from the Sports Byline studios in the city by the bay and produced by the impeccable one, Mr. Bailey Peck. Sir, take it away. Hour number two coming up after the break.
Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. The NBA 2K26 Summer League officially kicked off with the Lakers facing off against the Mavericks in Las Vegas. Mavericks come out on top 87-85 with the battle between Bronny and Cooper Flagg. Bronny James in that game played for 21 minutes and had 8 points. Meanwhile, Cooper Flagg played for 32 minutes and had 10 points. More basketball action on the court with a pair of games on the WNBA scoreboard. Mystics at home get a win over the Aces 70-68, and the Lynx on the road defeat the Sparks 91-82. Lots of games on the Major League Baseball scoreboard as the Cubs on the road get a win over the Twins 8-1. Reds beat the Marlins 6-0. Yankees over the Mariners 6-5. Red Sox get a win over the Rays 4-3. Cardinals out on top over the Nationals at home 8-1. Athletics win by 1 over the Braves 5-4. Rangers on the road defeat the Angels in a big fashion 11-4, and the Padres get a win over the Diamondbacks 4-3. Want more sports content? Well, to stay up to date on all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Behind the Sports Show on Instagram. You can also follow at Sports Overnight America on Instagram as well, and visit our website, sportsovernightamerica.com. That's your Sports Shorts, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
The Sports Grid Radio Network presents This Date in Sports History.
1934, National League pitcher Carl Hubbell strikes out Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Jimmy Fox, Al Simmons, and Joe Cronin for an All-Star game record for consecutive strikeouts. Hubbell won 253 games in his career and won 20 games for five consecutive seasons while pitching for the New York Giants. For Sports Grid Radio, I'm Mike Demergis.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, of course, twitch.tv. Straight up, welcome to the hour number two. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm your ever so modest host. Of course, when I say modest, think Caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, was nationally ranked as an amateur boxer, and I'm an award-winning boxer. So I brag a little bit. No, I'm not bragging. I'm just telling the truth. Straight up, I've got open phone lines around the planet. You can join me if you dare. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, coming off a big weekend of boxing, both cards taking place in the New York area. Of course, Friday night, the Garden. Of course, the women taking the center stage. Bottom line is they sort of sucked as far as the main event was concerned. I mean, it was like the most lackluster, boring match you could ever imagine. Two women can have, I kid you not, when there was $11 million on the line, $11 million bucks guaranteed each lady, and they fought like, they just didn't fight much. There was no fights. I mean, in the first round, I think one girl threw one punch, landed one punch, the other girl landed two punches. That's how bad the fight was. I'm talking about Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor. Straight up, I don't ever want to see them do it again. In fact, Katie Taylor, I don't know, I bet she was a bit underwhelming, of course, and Amanda Serrano, she just didn't have it. She never pulled the trigger. She couldn't land one significant blow. Of course, that was Friday. Of course, the rest of the female card, some underwhelming, some overwhelming. Bottom line is, I didn't think it was that good of a presentation as far as talent was concerned. I thought it was quantity over quality, but then again, it's women's boxing. Speaking of male boxing, last night, of course, Edgar Berlanga failed miserably. The chosen one, the Puerto Rican puncher. 16 first-round knockouts in his first 16 fights, and then he got exposed. Of course, last night, he got exposed by Hamaz Shiraz. Of course, a guy that I thought had, two chances, Slim and none, and Slim was out of town. But the bottom line is, Shiraz showed up last night. He was the house fighter. He's a guy that, you kind of put this, he's Sheik Turkey Jerky's fighter. I think the Saudi Arabian guy that's running the game now got a haircut last night, wearing a Ring magazine cap. But the bottom line is, I think he manages this guy, controls him. And of course, his last fight was a bit of a stinker. We and Tommy D talked about that. But last night, he was in fine form as he knocked Edgar Berlanga out in the fourth round after knocking him out twice in the third, knocking him down for the final time in the fourth round. It was over early into the fourth round. Bottom line is one big upset, no doubt about that. And me, it was a night. It was a fight of the night. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. And hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
Check it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside the world of boxing anime. Being brought there, being brought back there, of course, by the retired average white man, occasionally at the AWB. Of course, this is Ring Talk. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Listen, when I met Manny Pacquiao back in 1999, I think it was 1999. Of course, he came to San Francisco. He was on the Floyd Mayweather undercard. I think it was 1990, somewhere around there. But the bottom line is, he was poor. I mean, he didn't have anything. I mean, he had just won the title. He didn't have any money. It was like It was November 2001, November 10th to be exact, when he took out Agapito Sanchez. That was a bit of a foul fest. Of course, Agapito Sanchez, the late Agapito Sanchez from the Dominican Republic, I believe, he was a guy that was a bit of a nut. I mean, he was a nutcase. He would kick you in the balls if he had a chance. He thought it would win you the fight. He would kick you in the ball. That's what a dirty fighter he was, because Agapito was the dirtiest guy I've ever seen in my life. Bottom line is, referee Marty Denken disqualified him that night. But I met Manny Pacquiao maybe a couple of days before, so making November 8th, 2001. He's staying in a hotel called the Holiday Inn Express. I think it's now Holiday Inn, something else, and they remodeled it. But the bottom line is, It's on 8th Street here in San Francisco, Market and Mission. And I'm going down there to meet this Filipino kid. And, of course, you know, Murad Mohammed was part of that, of course, as was the attorney down there in the South Bay. Of course, the two of them brought us Manny Pacquiao. Anyway, Sidney Hall. So anyway, I meet this kid and I walk into his hotel room and we're talking this and that. So I have to relieve myself. So I went into the bathroom and I saw this sweatsuit hanging in the shower and it said Manny Pacquiao. And it was the only one he ever had. I mean, it was the only one he had at that point in time. That's how his economic situation was. He had one jogging suit to his name. Of course, he was still champion, but he was champion. He only won that title one fight before, but he only had one jogging suit basically to his name, and he was drying it in the shower in his hotel room. So I noticed the bit of poverty there. Of course, and he was humble as hell. It was still not about it. He was really, really humble. So that was the beginning of my relationship with Manny Pacquiao. Then over the years, I watched him beat guys like Marco Antonio Barrera. I mean, holy cow, that was a bit of an upset. And he did some nice things along. Of course, he took out Oscar De La Hoya or Oscar De La Fishnets, whatever you want to call him. Speaking of the drag queen king, of course, last night he was making fun of Edgar Berlanga. He was wearing a wig. Bottom line is Oscar knows something about wearing wigs. But, you know, back to the subject at hand. Okay, boxing. Last night, let's talk about last night's fight. Straight up, Shakur Stevenson won easily with a 12-round unanimous knockout over William Zepeda. Zepeda came in very untanned, now 33-1, 27 KOs. Scores of 118-110, meaning 10-2 in rounds, 119-109, or 11-1 in rounds. Of course, Edgar Berlanga got lit up. Of course, that was the WBC super middleweight eliminator for the WBC championship, of course, held by Canelo Alvarez, but yet when they had these eliminators before, and David Benavidez was the guy, they sort of ignored that. I'm talking about the WBC. WBC's number 6 ranked Hamza Shiraz pulled off an upset, 22-0-1 now, 18 KOs. Destroyed WBC number 5 ranked Edgar Berlanga, the chosen one. Why was he chosen? I have no idea. He came into the fight last night, looked like he didn't want to be there. But the bottom line is, Shiraz dropped him twice in round 4 and then finished him real quickly into round number 5. I take that back. And, of course, the upset of the night. I take that back. Rip off of the night. I thought it was a bad decision. I thought the other guy won. I thought it was clear. I'm talking about Iman Keteyev. He's a bit limited, but he's one tough Russian. 10-1, 9 knockouts. Came in at 10-0 with 9 knockouts. I thought he won 96-94. Don't tell me how I got to that score, but that's what I wrote down on a piece of paper at home. And, of course, the judges had a 95-94 for him. The Russian guy, who I thought forced the fight, he landed like 50 more power punches than the other guy. I kid you not. And he was scored for 95-94. For Morrell, 96-93 for Morrell, and then 95-94 for the Russian guy, of course, Iman Keteyev. Learn that name. I think the guy can fight. I think he's worthy of watching, and I think he got the shaft last night. He should have got the penthouse apartment, but instead he got the shaft. I mean, I thought he deserved to win, no doubt about that. But then we had the Friday night fights, of course, with the women there in Madison Square Garden. I'm going over myself again, repeating myself, but in case you tune in for hour number 2, the main event sort of wasn't really the main event. It was sort of like the most lackluster fight you could ever imagine in your life when people are, there's millions of dollars involved. I'm talking about each fighter was guaranteed $11 million. Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano. And neither of them fought like that. Bottom line is Katie Taylor moved to 3-0 with a unanimous nod across the board. Taking about a majority nod, meaning one judge had an even 95-95. The other two judges had a 97-93 or 7-3 in rounds for Katie Taylor when she landed a punch here and a punch there and a punch here and a punch there. I'd say it was horrible. Anywho, Alicia Baumgartner, a winner in 10 rounds over Jennifer Miranda. Of course, the standout on the card, well, according to Sir Thomas Dillamuth, is Eli Scottney. Of course, she won a 10-round decision over Yamilth Mercado. Yamilth came in with a lot of fights and a lot of experience. Of course, Eli Scottney is 10-0 with no knockouts. She can't punch. And, of course, I'm not knocking women that can't punch. But if you give women the right tools to work with, in other words, you wouldn't send a woman to work with a hammer that she couldn't use. In other words, if she was a carpenter, you wouldn't give her a hammer that was too heavy for her. You'd give her a hammer that fit her body mass, right? You do the same thing in boxing, and we'd have some really exciting fights as far as women are concerned. There's no doubt about it. But the standout on the entire card looked to be Eli Scottney, of course, winning over Yamilth Mercado. A couple of the fights in the card, Shadisa Greenwheat, Savannah Marshall, those guys went at it pretty good. And the semi-main event, Alicia Baumgartner, winner 10-round over Jennifer Miranda. Ramla Ali was a winner in 8 rounds over Leila Furtado, and Chantel Cameron hooked it up with Jessica Kamara, and she won in 10 rounds. Of course, the one stoppage on the card that I can note right here was the Chanika Johnson versus TKO9 Sherrita Metcalf. Bottom line is, it was one knockdown in like 72 rounds. And to me, I think we need more. You need more power. You just need more power. And guess what? You can give the women that kind of power if you allow them to fight with gloves that work with their body. I mean, it's unbelievable. Straight up, who am I thinking the fighter of the year thus far? I'm going to go with Junto Nakatani, the WBC 118-pound champion from Japan. Of course, people say to me, oh, the other Japanese guy gets a whole lot more play. Yeah, and he does. Talk about the no one, of course, the undefeated 122-pound monster. Guy's moved from 115, I think, to 122 pounds and done so effortlessly, although in his last fight he was dropped and he got up and he finished the guy. But at the end of the night, Junto Nakatani and the Noah Noir are going to hook it up eventually in like a big battle in Japan. It should be in the biggest stadium they got over there. And guess what? I think Tommy D will get the private jet rolling. We'll take a ride over there. That's what I want to go. I would love to go to Japan for that. The Noah Noir and Junto Nakatani. But Nakatani, a winner last month, when he stopped Ryo Nishida. Nishida came in at 10-0 and he left at 10-1. Bottom line is, he couldn't come out for the seventh round, or he quit like a dog. June 14th, Richardson Hitchens, not all that impressed with the win over George Kambosos. You know, Kambosos, I thought, he's a good guy. You know, he might be a good guy. He came off like a jerk and a turd, but he's got to be a heel in different promotions. You know, the heel and the good guy. He was a heel a lot of the time, but the bottom line is, he conned Devin Haney to sign a deal that brought him to Australia twice. It was double the payday for George Kambosos. More power to him. Fighter of the month, Brian Norman. I don't know. Jin Sasaki, not that much of a challenger. Of course, that was for the WBO welterweight title. And as far as big fights are concerned, I just see the big fight coming up being Crawford and Canelo. Of course, September the 12th, Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, outdoors in the Las Vegas Raiders Arena, the NFL Arena. Of course, this is going to rock. This is going to roll. And I'm picking the upset here. I think that Terrence Crawford, although he's smaller and he's older, I think that he's just a better fighter overall. And I think that he can overcome a few years of youth as far as Canelo's concerned. I think it's 33 and 37. And that, and his next birthday, I think that, put it this way. If I was Canelo, I would be concerned because, you know, he's training hard because he knows that, you know, this guy can fight better than he can. When you can box better than another guy, sometimes 10 pounds doesn't matter. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Fighter of the month in the month of June, another guy that has a WBC title. Of course, talk about Christian Babili, still undefeated with that stoppage, that rout of Majez Selecki. But the bottom line is, who cares? I mean, why does the WBC have interim champions? I don't get it. Why do they have interim champions? They don't need them. We have a champion that's defending his title. In other words, why don't you come up with another belt instead of saying this is an interim championship? But bottom line is, they make money as far as sanctioning fees is concerned. I mentioned a little bit earlier, of course, I thought they'd take that back. I didn't mention this week, but I think Julio Cesar Chavez was in the tank for that fight with Jake Paul. And I think that the Mexican mafia had something to do with it. Of course, Chavez was in custody. I don't know if he still is, but he was in custody by U.S. officials. They grabbed the Homeland Security officials, grabbed him, of course, on a warrant out of Mexico. The Mexican government says they're going to put him in jail for being the strong arm for the Mexican cartel, the Sinaloa cartel. Of course, the Sinaloa cartel. Let me tell you a little bit about the Sinaloa cartel. They handle all the cocaine down there as far as that area is concerned, as far as Mexico is concerned, of course. And Chavez Sr. at one point in time was hooked on cocaine. So he invited all these guys to a big party in Las Vegas, and none of them brought any cocaine, and he got pissed off. I'm talking about Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. That's back when he was doing blow. But he's not doing blow anymore. His kid, I don't know. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. has had his issues, but the bottom line is, he fought like he was handcuffed by the mob. And you're like, in other words, I'm not going to win this fight. I'm not even going to try to win this fight. No, I won't even resemble trying to win this fight. He never threw a punch with bad intentions. Somebody said to me, he did it in the 9th and the 10th round. I didn't stick around that long. I left after 8. I mean, come on, man. You can't torture me that way. You can't make me watch a fight. In other words, maybe if you tied me to the chair, you know, and put a gag over my mouth or something like that, I could endure it. But outside of that, I was going to sit there and endure 10 rounds of that crap. It was a bunch of crap. There's no doubt about it. Of course, Jake Paul is now suing Pierce Rosnan. What's that guy's name? Pierce Rosnan? Pierce Rosnan, the British guy, of course, like the Larry King on the other side of the pond. Of course, he was saying that the fight was fixed. And, you know, I'm not one of those guys that can disagree with him. As far as opinions concerned, I think the fight was rigged, without a doubt. I think that Julio Cesar Chavez went in the tank. I think the Mexican mafia had something to do with it. And speaking of the Mexican mafia, I'll read just briefly what Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. did to some Confederates in the Mexican mafia when we come back after this break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll spend some time with Muhammad Ali post Ken Norton, 1978 at 40 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I was like, when I was in this marriage, I was wide open like a puppy dog. She could have did anything. I was like, okay, I love you still. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't care about any money. I really didn't want to lose my wife at the time. I was just a young kid, and I've never really been in that degree of matrimony before. And it just devastated me. I wasn't prepared for any kind of emotional struggle like that at all.
Yeah. Because what role model had you had for a good marriage?
Nobody really. Just entertainers I would watch. And the most entertainers I would watch were womanizers.
Iron Mike Tyson. I never thought he was guilty of raping Desiree Washington. I just didn't think so. Bottom line, of course, being a former expert witness here in Superior Court, both in San Francisco, Alameda, and Marin County, and as well as San Mateo County. Bottom line is, as a former expert witness and a police officer who read the jury, read the trial transcripts of Desiree Washington, of course, taking on Mike Tyson in that rape case back in Indiana. At the end of the day, I thought that, you know, there was reasonable doubt that Mike didn't rape her. But the bottom line is, of course, Mike did some other things as well. And, of course, that sort of put the icing on the cake and put him to the slam for a couple of years. But the bottom line is, Desiree Washington, that was a bit of a reach. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk. Check it. You're inside looking to the boxing world of boxing and MMA. Of course, Manny Pacquiao. I would have to chuff during the show. But the bottom line is Manny Pacquiao taking on Mario Barrios. Barrios coming in at 29-2-1. Of course, he'd been stopped in one of those two losses by Gervonta Davis in the 11th round. That was at 135 pounds. Now he's fighting at 147 pounds. I'm not all that impressed with Mario Barrios. But then again, Manny Pacquiao is like 95 years old. No, he's not 95. He's 46. But the bottom line, he's 46 years old. He's 62-8. He's been stopped three times. 39 KOs total. Of course, in his last fight, he lost to the shot Cuban, UT August. That was in 2021. He lost a 12-round decision, unanimous, not across the board, 8-4, 8-4, and 7-5 in rounds. Of course, before that, he beat Keith Thurman on a split decision. He beat Adrian Broner. Before that, of course, the unmotivated Adrian Broner. Of course, he beat the surprise I thought on Manny Pacquiao's record in the past, you know, in his little late run there in 2018 when he's beat Lucas Matisse. He beat Lucas Matisse pretty easy in 7 rounds. Of course, outside of that, you know, come on. He's old. He's 46 years old. Why do they want him to come back? People say he's coming back, you know, for history. No, he's coming back for money. That's what he's coming back for. He needs money. He spends a lot of money. How can I put this? He supports a lot of charities. He does, and more power to him. I think that's great. But him coming back in the ring and fighting again at the age of 46, I just don't think that's the smartest move in the world. I really don't. Of course, he is a minus 290 favorite, a minus 290 underdog as I speak. And, of course, Manny Pacquiao, the Filipino phenom, former senator, former congressman. I mean, the guy rocks and rolls, no doubt about that. But he might get hurt in this fight. He just might get hurt. Of course, also that same day, the main event coming to us from across the pond. Of course, talk about Oleg Usyk, the world heavyweight champion in the minds of many. Of course, taking on Danny Dubois, the heavyweight champion of the world in the minds of the IBF, of course, the International Boxing Federation out of New Jersey, sanctioning body that is the United States-based one. Bottom line is they're going to battle for four belts. Going to go 12 rounds, of course, for the undisputed world heavyweight championship. Usyk ranked number one. Daniel Dubois ranked number two according to BoxRec.com and the computer. Of course, this is for all the marbles. I'm going to lead towards them. Dubois, I think Dubois sort of hurt him in the last fight with that body shot. I think Dubois, the key to the fight here for Dubois is to think he's going to the body, to feign he's going to the body, to get Usyk to think he's going to be throwing a lot of body shots and then hit him in the head. I think the head shots are going to finish him. I think that if things go the way that I see him, you know, in my little crystal ball, Danny Dubois wins on a stoppage and is the new undisputed world heavyweight champion. On the co-feature, of course, Lawrence Okoli, 21-1, pretty good-looking fighter, take on Kevin Lorena, 31-3. I'm not seeing the guy I wanted to see on that fight, but on the fight card, the other heavyweight. But the bottom line is that's going to go down for the world heavyweight championship. Now, of course, in Texas, same date, Jesse Rodriguez. I'm talking about Jesse Rodriguez. Of course, Jesse Bam Rodriguez. Bad dude, no doubt about that. Pound for pound, one of the better fighters in all the world. I mean, come on, man. He's got it going on. 21 in zip. I mean, nobody's even come close to beating him. He's going to take on Fumela Kafu. Fumela Kafu comes in 11-0 with three draws. When you've got three draws, that means you've been the benefactor of some hometown decisions or you've been into other guys' hometowns and you got the shaft. Also on the card, Austin Williams taking on The Etinosa Otilia, that's going to go down, of course, and these guys are both world-ranked middleweights. And, of course, also on the card, Diego Pacheco, world-ranked super middleweight, I believe, 23 in zip. He's ranked number 12, no, I think number 7 in the world as far as boxing is concerned, taking on number 77. Oh, boy, he's got a chance. Trevor McCombie. McCombie coming in 28-1. You know, when a guy's 77 ranked and the other computer has the other guy number 7 ranked, does that mean he doesn't have a chance? This means maybe. And the bottom line is a lot of fights on the card going down, of course, the 90s. But the bottom line is at the end of the night, Manny Pacquiao is going to be the main attraction. I mean, that's what everybody's going to watch. People aren't going to think about the fact that Danny Dubois and Oleg Usyk are battling out for the World Heavyweight Championship in front of 90,000 people at Wembley Stadium in London, UK. That's really not going to be the headline. The headline is going to be this 46-year-old man who was a senator in the Philippines, a congressman first and a senator, of course. Then he ran for presidency, and he got like 8 or 10% of the vote. I never understood that. Bottom line, I guess they realized that he didn't belong being president. Of course, he was a guy that bragged about being homeschooled. I don't know if I want my president homeschooled. I think I can see why the Filipino people went with the son of former president Ferdinand Marcos. Of course, Ferdinand Marcos, the guy that brought us the thrill of Manila. Of course, he was a great promoter as far as boxing was concerned with that great fight. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he was a horrible man. I mean, he did some nasty things. So there's no doubt about that. But I'm not going to get into politics. Back to Manny Pacquiao. he stands no chance, I think, against Mario Barros. I don't think so. I think if Mario Barros comes out and just fights like a guy that's capable of just going out there and jabbing and throwing ones and twos and an occasional hook in there, and does, if he boxes basic, I think he can beat Manny Pacquiao. I think the only way he can lose is if he gets into a shootout with Manny Pacquiao and he gets caught on the chin, because evidently he's been stopped once before, of course, by the great Gervonta Davis. Speaking of Gervonta Davis, he's supposed to fight in August, of course, in a rematch against Lamont Roach. Of course, I thought Lamont Roach won the first fight, and they sort of said, nah, they changed it to a draw. It's a draw, but the bottom was a technical draw, I think. Sometimes a goofy draw. They were messing around with the scorecards. I thought that Roach won the fight by a point or 2 points. They didn't do it. The officials didn't want to see it that way. The boxing establishment did not want to see Gervonta Davis lose. But Gervonta Davis was arrested this past Friday night for domestic assault again, whipping up on women, slap some girl around, give her a black eye, this kind of good stuff. You know, just a real tough guy. Just a real tough guy. He's a piece of work. He always has been a piece of work, because he's a guy that can fight, but, you know, he's had these problems in the past. This isn't the first time he slapped a woman around. It's not the first time. So it's not like, you know, man, you know, one, you know. No. This is the way he rolls. That's the way he rolls. So Gervonta Davis is a street urchin. There's absolutely no doubt about it. He comes off now and then as a nice guy. You know, even Shakur Stevenson, although Shakur was smart enough to move out of the hood. Shakur left the Newark, New Jersey hood. I think he moved to Mississippi or something like that, of course, because he didn't want to get caught up and shot in the hood, because that's what would have happened. Gervonta Davis is staying in the hood. He's been a hood guy, a hood rat. He won't move out. He's got money. That's what I tried to tell. Remember Michael Carball, the former world junior flyweight champion. He had those fights with Chiquita Gonzalez back in the 90s. Of course, the 1992 Olympic bronze medals, I believe. Of course, he had all his millions of dollars. He made a lot of money fighting Gonzalez. Made a lot of money for a light flyweight. Promoter Bob Arum set him up, no doubt about that, with multi-million dollar paydays. So anyway, he builds himself a mansion in the ghetto. I mean, in the hood. He built a mansion in the middle of the hood. And guess what happened about 6 months? About 6 months of him living in there. They shot it up. His partners, his gang guys came by and shot the house up with, like, machine guns and shotguns. There's all these bullet holes in the wall. I mean, why would you build a mansion in the hood when you can't leave the hood? You can take the ghetto out of the boy. Take the boy out of the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out of the boy sometimes. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. On the other side of the break, I'll talk briefly about the clip we've got coming up. I'll talk about Muhammad Ali post Ken Norton. Now, I thought he lost the fight with Ken Norton in 1978. I mean, most people did. Of course, Ken Norton, not the most impressive guy in the world, but I thought he was more impressive that night than Muhammad Ali was. Of course, Muhammad Ali, old, 36 years old at the time, probably should have retired a couple of years earlier, but he talks about retirement, he talks about unretiring, but he talks really silly in this, and you can see the brain damage starting to work, I think, is coming to effect as far as Ali is concerned. That's coming up right after the break on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco. Fighter of the Week, no doubt about that, Hamza Shahrazz, after knocking out Edgar Berlang last night in Queens, New York. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let's take a flashback. Go back in time. 1978, of course, Yankee Stadium. Muhammad Ali and Ken Norton hook it up for the third time. September the 28th, to be exact. Of course, Norton coming in at 37-3. And Ali, of course, coming in at 52-2. Of course, Muhammad Ali would win a decision there. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, I thought it was a terrible decision because it just was. I mean, Ali was so shot, you could stick a fork in him. Of course, he thought he was shot then. Two fights later, he takes on Ernie Shavers. That was in Madison Square Garden. He got the snot beat out of him there. But the scores with Ken Norton were 8-6 as far as Ali was concerned. Ali thought, Arthur McKinney thought Ali won 8-6 as far as 15 rounds was concerned, one round even. Harold Lederman had it 8-7 for Ali, and Barney Smith had it 8-7 for Ali back in the days when they scored rounds in New York City. It wasn't scored on points, it was scored on rounds. So we go back in time. This is post-fight, Muhammad Ali and Ken Norton. Let me tell you, not a good portrayal of Muhammad Ali, but this might be the ugly side of Ali.
I'm going to be thinking, I don't need no publicity, so I don't have to say this if I don't mean it. It'd be wise to get out now. I don't have nothing else to prove.
Are you getting out?
I'll let you know in a few days. I don't have to. They see what's there.
You felt like you beat Kenny Norton tonight.
See, I'm not a good American boy. I'm a Muslim. They don't give me nothing. I'm not no good American Negro. I'm a Muslim. I'm the arrogant nigga. They don't give me nothing. When I win, I win.
Ali, you told us earlier.
If they pick one of us, they pick him. If it was that even, I wouldn't win. Don't think they give me. Don't nobody want to give me nothing.
Retired.
Long I talked to you. Long I heard your questions. More I heard your questions. More I heard your questions. More made me wanna. Nobody in that way, as far as physically. But the image, the black great image, like I'm the real six. You all made a $6 million man. You all found somebody and just called him that. You all didn't know it was going to be a real one. He happened to be black. So I'm the real $6 million man.
In Norton's dressing room.
Now you all got to make a $7 million man. Now do what I did.
In Norton's dressing room, they're saying he's
a white
champion.
Huh?
Norton's dressing room, they're saying he's the people's champion.
Oh, he's the people's champion?
That's what they're saying.
I can't blame him. They're supposed to.
You think he's the people's champ, Ali?
I know I am. I bet you I can't. I bet you my car can't get out of tonight. I bet you I can't walk through Harlem tomorrow.
That's right.
I bet you I can't walk nowhere in the world.
That's right.
I bet you I'm the biggest thing that ever lived.
That's right.
All football players. I bet you I'm bigger than the Super Bowl, the Rose Bowl, the pennant. Every damn thing y'all can round ain't as big as me. I'm bigger than everything. All right.
That's right.
Facing non-fight, beautiful. I fought tonight. I was running them nights. I did a lot of slugging tonight.
Champ, before the decision was announced, your camp was very quiet. I'm just glad I won.
I don't care what it is. I won. I didn't tell the judges to pick me.
Champ, before the decision was announced tonight, the
Norton... Them judges is white, and they're not Muslim fans.
The Norton camp seemed
very... We definitely had black judges, and it was Muslims.
They thought
they were white men, Christians, Anglo-Saxon. They weren't Muslims. They
said... You know, Ali, why did he have to bring in the fact that the judges were white? Does it matter if the judges were Chinese or Jewish or Arabic or they were Martians? I mean, would it really matter as long as the judges were competent? You know, I don't know if the judges were all that competent at night because I thought that Ali might have lost that fight on a razor. No doubt about that. Let's go back to the odds, of course, coming up on the 19th. Man, big fights, of course. Manny Pacquiao, I told you, like almost a 3-1 underdog. Take it back. Mario Barros, a -380 favorite. Manny Pacquiao, +270. Want to bet $1 on Manny Pacquiao, you get back $3.70. Good luck on that one. I don't think Manny Pacquiao is going to win. I just don't, the upset on the card, and I put my money where my mouth is. I put $100 on Angel Ferreiro to beat Isaac Cruz. Now the odds have jumped to -600 as far as Cruz is concerned. Of course, Cruz is a pit bull. They fought on the Benavidez Morel undercard in February of this year. Of course, that was the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I thought that Fierro won going away. But the bottom line is they give it to the house fighter Cruz. Another bad decision in the world of boxing. Of course, Cruz a -600 favorite on Bone with the underdog there. Just for $100, see what happens. Joel Gonzalez and Brandon Figueroa is going to hook it up. Figueroa a -300 favorite. Figueroa can fight, no doubt about that. As can Joel Gonzalez be a good match, no doubt about that. Of course, some of the other fights that coming down that day, Danny Dubois, a +320 underdog against Oleg Usyk. Oleg Usyk, a -460 favorite. That one sort of got me stumped. I really stumped on that one. The reason being is that, you know, when they fought the first time, it could have went either way. I mean, early on with that body shot, I mean, come on, man, you know. It was a legal, clean body shot. And the bottom line is Oleg Usyk played it up, and the referee played a part in that. I thought it was a bit of a joke. Some of the worst refereeing I've seen in a long time, because bottom line is it was really, really a legal blow. They tried to say it was a low blow, much like when Joe Cortez blew it with John Ruiz and Evander Holyfield. I was calling that fight for King Vision Television with the Colonel Bob Sheridan. May he rest in peace now 2.5 years. But the bottom line is we were calling that fight in Las Vegas at the Paris Hotel, and it was a legal body blow. I mean, Evander Holyfield hit John Ruiz with a legal body blow, but, you know, Joe Cortez said it was a low blow, and he went along with the acting that John Ruiz was coming up with, and that's what brought us John Ruiz. Had that not taken place, we would have never been subjected to the quiet man, John Ruiz. Or I used to call him Johnny Ruiz. He fought like a Ruiz and not a Johnny Ruiz. I kid you not. Why do I say that? Because when I saw him in Vegas, I saw him at a David Tua fight. I think it was David Tua and Ike Abebuch. Somebody was fighting in the main event, but it wasn't him. And I kept yelling, Johnny Ruiz! Johnny Ruiz! He kept standing up and waving to the crowd. So he knew his name. It was not about the Johnny Ruiz. Anyway, back to the odds, of course, next week. Danny Dubois, +320. I think that's some pretty good money there, but I'm not. I bet this one fight because a friend of mine said, you don't bet fights anymore. Why don't you bet fights anymore? I said, I tell you what, I'm going to bet this one fight because I thought the guy won the first time around. But then again, you know, Cruz will probably come up with a better game plan because he is the establishment fighter. He is the people that Las Vegas think is going to win with him being a -600 for him. Back to Manny Pacquiao, good luck on that. Of course, the following day, or the same day, but the following day as far as the odds makers are concerned, for some reason, they got it going down on the 20th. How about Sebastian Vidora? Of course, a +114 underdog, plus, take that back, and Tim Zhu, a -146 favorite. Of course, the first time they fought, Tim Zhu and Sebastian Vidora was, I think, in March of last year, and Sebastian Vidora got cut in the second round by an elbow. Take that back. Tim Zhu got cut in the second round by an errant elbow, and the fight continued, and of course, eventually, Tim Zhu lost. The fight should have been stopped right then and there because it was an unintentional foul. The fight should have been stopped at that point in time, but Tim Zhu corner, being the amateurs that they were, they let the fight go. Anyway, Tim Zhu a minus 146 favorite here. I don't know, man. Sebastian Vettori is not something I want to bet on, though. He's 6 foot five. He's 156, 154 pounds. But, you know, catch him on his chin and you knock him the muck out. Yeah, I mean, I watched that one that first time when he got caught on the chin. If you catch him on the chin, he sort of goes, sort of like I want to say a Tommy Hearns. Yeah, a Tommy Hearns type of guy. You catch him clean on the chin and he's going. Most tall guys go that way. Diego Pacheco, a minus 1450. We talked about that earlier against number 77th ranked Trevor McCombie. McCombie only being a 7-1 underdog. And Jesse Rodriguez, minus 18 to 1 over, open to 20. Take that back. DraftKings got it 25-1. I can get it 18-1 at FanDuel, but Jesse Rodriguez favored over Fumela Cafu. Of course, Fumela Cafu coming in with 3 draws and 10 wins. I told you he's going to get lit up like a White House Christmas. You know that about that. Now let's move things up to the 12th of September. What's going to happen here? I mean, Terrence Crawford is a plus 150 underdog and plus 158 underdog. Of course, Saul Alvarez, Canelo Alvarez, although he's training, the fat one, is minus 205 as far as a favorite is concerned. Now, listen, we got a natural size advantage here, right, to Canelo Alvarez, but not really because one guy turned pro at 145 and three quarter pounds, Canelo, and Terrence Crawford turned pro at like 135 pounds. So, you know, and Canelo and Crawford's one of those guys that was sucking down in weight, going to unnatural methods in order to make his weight happen. Bottom line is, of course, he is now at 147, moved up to 147, did well there at 154. He's now like 41-0 with like 31 something. I think he gets 31 knockouts, of course. And I think he is a good live underdog against Saul Alvarez. Alvarez, old, stick a fork in him. He didn't look that good. When is the last time he looked good? The last time he looked good, I mean, you know, maybe I was, come on, man, it's been a long time. I mean, you can't think of it. The Triple G fight didn't look that good in him. He really hasn't looked that good since back then. Last few years, he's taken on a lot of hand-picked opponents. Jaime Munguia, of course, William Skull. Oh, come on, man. Edgar Berlanga, the guy that got drilled last night. He couldn't stop Edgar Berlanga, but Berlanga fought like a dog against him. I'm talking about a dog that was scared. He didn't want to try. Berlanga last night, the chosen one, got to go. Let him go. Just walk away from boxing, man. I mean, you made a whole lot of money. The Puerto Ricans still had a lot of pride in you, much like the Mexicans still have a lot of pride in Canelo Alvarez, but I think you've tainted your image, as did Canelo. Canelo not wanting to fight David Benavidez. I keep saying that time and time and time again because, just like Paulie Malignaggi said, in the history of boxing, it's the biggest duck of all time. They don't get any bigger than ducking David Benavidez. Of course, now Benavidez is going to take on Anthony Yardy, the Brit. Of course, Yardy got a nice body to him, 24-3, I think 17 knockouts. He's going to come to win. But, you know, unless size prevails, unless, like, David Benavidez has stepped up too much as far as weight's concerned, Benavidez is going to roll over him. Benavidez is going to roll over everybody. People say to me, you know, he had difficulty with David Morell the last time. Of course, Morell, a winner last night. Very controversial over that Russian fighter, Katayev. Of course, I thought that Katayev won by a couple of points. He scored a knockdown in the fifth round. I thought that was enough to cinch it. But at the end of the night, of course, the boxing establishment went with the other guy. But then again, the boxing CompuBox numbers, you know, those guys, the bean counters that count all the punches, they had David Morell edging him as far as punches landed. But back to September the 12th, September the 13th, September 12th, call it what you want, but it's the 12th here in the United States. Saul Alvarez, a minus 205 favorite. I think this is an upset in the making. I'm looking for Terrence Crawford to win with a plus 158 as far as the underdog's concerned. And why do I say this? I think it'll take place round after round, one round at a time. That's the way you fight Canelo. You fight him one round at a or 1 minute at a time. But you break it down into 3 minutes, you do your thing, you move away from him, you move to the right, away from Canelo's right hand. Because listen, Canelo's going to try to throw that left hook. If he wants to throw that left hook and lunge with it, guess what? Crawford's slick enough to counter with the right hand and catch him clean. That's why I think it's going to go down. That's how I think the fight eventually ends. If it ends early, it'll be that way. It'll be Canelo committing himself and Crawford catching him with the right hand, maybe the hook afterwards. But that right hand, the right hand of Terrence Crawford, I think that will be the key to the fight, no doubt about that. Somebody shot me a text. Do I think Bam Rodriguez beats everybody right now? 115, 118, you know, probably all the way up to 122. Wouldn't take that bad. Hunto Nakatani is at 118. Of course, the fighter, I think, has been the fighter of the year thus far. I really like him. Of course, 33-0, 20-something knockouts, the WBC 118-pound champion from Japan. I think eventually he and Nonoa Inoue will be the super fighter of Japan. Of course, you know, Inoue doesn't bring him up. Sort of like he's not on his radar this night. But he's got to be because the Japanese fans, this is a fight they will eventually demand. There's no doubt about it. He'll be the biggest biggest fight in Japan since Mike Tyson and Buster Douglas back in the day. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. I am gifted with the producer extraordinaire that he is. I'm talking about the impeccable one, Bailey Peck. He takes care of business here each and every Sunday. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Take it away, King.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I've talked about this in the past, having to go visit people in convalescent hospitals. I'm not talking about going to visit somebody in the hospital. When they're in a convalescent hospital, they're sort of like, it's the end of the road. I mean, I don't know too many people that checked out of convalescent hospitals walking. In other words, most of the times you check out of a convalescent hospital, you check out under a sheet. That's just the way it's done. That's life. That's death, okay? And the bottom line is, one of my childhood friends I grew up with, of course, I'm talking about Diane Garcia of Pacifica, California. She passed away this morning after 17 months of living on a tube. She was being fed by a tube for 17 months. She had a stroke. She didn't take care of business as far as her high blood pressure was concerned. Take that back. She was taking high blood pressure medicine, but she didn't realize it was as high as it was. So what I'm trying to tell you is, if you've got some issues out there as far as your weight's concerned, or maybe you haven't seen a doctor in a while, good time to go see a doctor. Of course, I don't care with the Republicans cutting health care across the country, but if you can go see a doctor, go see a doctor. Get a blood test. There's no doubt about it. You can get it once or twice a year. I think it's really good for you. At the end of the day, some people
are fortunate in this country. They can have medical coverage. Other people don't. I luckily do have it, and I live in California, so I thank the governor and the people that be here in the state of California. No Illinois, the best fighter pound for pound in the world, of course, is going to take on a guy by the name of, I got a problem with his name, Mourjadon Akhmedyalov. Put it like that. Does that sound bad? Yeah, 14-1, 11 KOs. Loss is only a decision. But the bottom line is, you know, he's going to take on No Illinois. Of course, it's going to go down the IG Arena in Nagoya, Japan. It's going down the 14th of September. Of course, it'll be on ESPN, I believe, here in the United States. Good fight, no doubt about that, for the Japanese fan. But at the end of the day, No Illinois is head and shoulders above anybody else as far as the best fighter pound for pound in the entire world. As far as the ratings are concerned, I'm not really down with the ratings right now because the ratings are, you know, somewhat computerized, but I will go with the No Illinois being number one. As far as Alvarez being number two, I think that's a bit of a stretch. I mean, who's making this stuff up? Mexicans? Junto Nakatani, number three on the pound-for-pound list. When's the last time two Japanese fighters have ever been on the pound-for-pound list in the history of boxing? Ever. Ever. Think about that. Ever. But the No Illinois, number one, and Junto Nakatani, number three. Number four, the aforementioned Terrence Crawford, of course, 41-0, 37 years old. Is he too long in the tooth to beat Saul Alvarez? That's the only thing I think that's rolling against him, the fact he's 37 going on 38 years old. Shakur Stevenson, one of the better fighters pound for pound in the world, last night a winner over William Zepeda. Good looking effort, no doubt about that. He sort of stood there, he didn't run. He's now 24 and zip, 28 years old, doing his fighting, of course, out of Newark, New Jersey. Dmitry Bivol, the world light heavyweight champion, of course, the man that beat Artur Beterbiev, and of course he beat Canelo Alvarez a couple years ago. He's ranked number 6 in the IBA, in the BoxRec ratings at light heavyweight, 24-1, got 34K, he's 34 years old. Jaron Ennis, a non-entity. He is the welterweight champion from, I think, St. Louis or Philadelphia at 147 pounds. Not into that guy. And number 8 is another guy I think that should be number 1 as far as the list is concerned. I'm talking about David Benavidez, the monster, 30-0. Wow, 26 knockouts, 28 years old, in his peak, no doubt about that, and I think the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Well, I've got the best producer pound for pound in the entire world. I want to thank him for another great show. Talk about Bailey Peck. I want to thank you for tuning in and enduring me for 2 hours. This has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Frank, 1961, I missed the stuff. Straight up, we'll talk next week. This is your inside look at the world of boxing. Coming to an end for, of course, July 13, 2025. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of Sports Byline.